It's the Brew Ha Ha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
All right, here we go. Time for the Drive Brew Ha Ha. It's the Drive's annual Pliny the Younger unveiling. Sonoma County Supervisor James Gore is hanging in. Harry Duke, our theater guy, has been hanging in for a few hours. Everybody wants to taste the 2020 Pliny the Younger from Russian River Brewing. And joining us right now is our dear friend and longtime Drive Hall of Famer, Natalie Chalurzo. Hello, dear.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
One of the coolest things this year is that this is the first year ever there's Pliny the Younger in bottles.
Yep.
And I explain that whole situation.
Sure. I brought a bottle to show you guys in the studio that you can't see on air, on, you know, out there.
Well, Mike's taking photos.
And I've got Facebook Live going.
Yeah, you can see it on our social media pages, Instagram and Facebook.
So these years there were no bottles.
Right. Yeah. So
what made you guys change your mind? I mean, it makes total sense.
Well, it's managing something like this is challenging. So, you know, Pliny the Younger is our rarest, most sought-after beer, and we're so grateful that after 16 years we still see people come from around the world year after year and wait in line in the rain or shine, and usually rain, thankfully. I'm so grateful for the forecast this year.
Yeah.
It's looking pretty good so far. So, you know, Vinny and I just thought, all right, it's time. Maybe this is the year. Last year it was Windsor. It was really exciting. New buzz and excitement about Younger, and this year we thought, all right, let's put the beer in bottles, see how it goes. We did up production about 40%, so we did make more this year. All of that went to bottles. The bottles are still very limited, though. We're only selling our bottles in the brew pubs to our guests who are waiting in line. You can't buy them in the gift shops, and there won't be any available for distribution. And we only have a certain amount each day, so we will run out every single day. So we really wanted to give our guests something special that make the effort. You know, we see people come. Last year, the Economic Development Board did another impact study, and they determined that, you know, people came from 40 different states and over 17 different countries.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, those people come year after year after year, and we wanted them to have something special that they could take home with them that nobody else can get. You can't go to the store and buy this, and you can't even walk into our gift shop and get it.
Slide that over. I want to see the label, because it's a beautiful label.
I got my nails done today.
Oh, and Mark Carpenter. Hey, boss. Is there a limit on the number of bottles a customer
yet? Yeah, we're limiting it to two per person per day.
Nice. Yeah.
And, you know, if somebody really feels like standing in line, you know, multiple days and getting two bottles each day, they're welcome to do that. So, but we're trying to spread the love and let as many people have an opportunity to buy the bottles to go as possible. So it's for those people. It's for those people that when you drive by our brew pubs and you see them standing out there in the pouring down rain, this is for them.
Well, they deserve it. They often stand in line for literally hours and hours.
There's a line already downtown.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of our regulars got in line at 10:38 this morning. They were very clear that they got
camp
in line
out all night.
They
do. It's incredible. Now, of course, they have the big Windsor facility. I would imagine for our listeners who are planning on doing their thing to get Pliny the Younger tomorrow, Windsor would be the better way to go.
I would recommend Windsor. It's larger, so our seating capacity downtown is about 135, and we have almost 200 seats in the Windsor pub. Our menu is also faster up in Windsor, so we just do pizza downtown, and once we get busy, it can take a long time to get a pizza, and so we tend to turn tables a little bit faster, and having more seats available just kind of helps with turning the tables.
Plus, the parking in Windsor is so fantastic.
It's so much better.
At your space.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's great. I wanted to tell people, like, a lot of people that are listening may not even know what is Pliny the Younger. I mean, I know, but
what is it? That's a great question. So the beer
I don't know.
The beer is a triple IPA. So it's something, like I said, we've been making since 2005, so 16 years. Vinny had originally decided to take the Pliny the Elder recipe, which is our flagship double IPA, and just, you know, increase upon, if you will, the malt and the alcohol and the hops. And
it's 10.25%.
10.25%
alcohol.
Super hoppy.
Yeah.
I'm pouring glasses from our Windsor Brewery, which those are all, it is almost 100% fermented in the open top fermenters this year, which Mark's going to geek out on this. So open top fermentation allows for a little bit more, I don't know, it just creates softer beers. And I really feel like this year's batch from Windsor is so soft. You can't tell it's 10.25%.
No, you can't.
It also makes for a great smelling fermenting room.
It's amazing. It's
I've
incredible.
Never... Every time I've tasted Pliny the Younger with you over the years on this show, I would never have guessed.
And then all of the people outside.
From the taste, that it's 10.25% alcohol. It's, Mark?
Yeah.
No, you're right. It doesn't jump out at you. It's really.
Geek out for us.
It's a well balanced beer, and they talk about being hoppier, but it's not overly hopped. It's just a wonderful. Bitterness and a wonderful mouthfeel and aroma. Is this same recipe as the few previous years?
Yeah, pretty much. So
you've settled in.
We've kind of dialed in the malt bill because we know what to expect as far as the gravity and the alcohol content, which is important. We've dialed the alcohol back, believe it or not. But we did add a couple of new hops this year. So we have 8 different hop varieties, the base ones being Simcoe and Amarillo, both of those adding a lot of grapefruit, pine resin, as well as the stone fruits. And then we added Mosaic and Nelson Sauvin this year.
So yeah, I love Nelson Sauvin.
Yeah.
Great hop.
Yeah, a couple of new hops to add to it this year.
What's the ABV on this?
This is delicious.
10.25. Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't taste like it, does it?
Yeah.
Sauvin,
almost Sauvin. Like Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that?
It was one of Frank Sinatra's greatest producers.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Nelson Riddle, I'm sorry.
And that's a New Zealand hop, right?
Correct.
The Nelson?
Yep. Yeah. So that's
oh,
a
this
new
is
one
so good. This is like floral, and you would never guess that it's the higher alcohol. I mean, it's so...
Yeah,
it's also really dry.
Yeah,
one of our house characteristics is that all of our beers tend to be very dry, and I think that's one of the reasons that they don't tend to give you a headache, if you will.
No, I love the dry.
Yeah, we love dry beers. And
we like no headaches.
Yeah. We like dry beers.
Oh, I don't mind headaches, but...
What's the limit at the pub when you're having the draft?
Yeah, so all of our guests are just limited to the same maximum of three hours and 3 glasses of Younger, 3 10-ounce pours of Younger, and then they can buy 2 bottles. So this year we have improved upon the wristband that you get once you get to the front of the line. And so the wristbands are all colored. They're dated, and now they have Windsor or Santa Rosa on them, and now they have 4 tabs, 1, 2, 3, and B. And the B is what you can redeem with your, to your server or your bartender to buy your 2 bottles.
I had somebody ask me if they bring their dog, because they'll have to sit outside, which is nice at the Windsor one. You can bring a dog. Will they still be able to... Because there's not food served outside. Will they still be able to buy bottles if they are sitting outside to drink their beers because of the dogs?
Well, we actually allow dogs on our patio, which is where we have food service. So we designed the Windsor Brewery so that we can, which is totally close to the kitchen and the patio, and we have 60 seats out there in the patio. So we have plenty of room. We had tons of dogs come for Younger last year.
Well, of course.
It was really fun.
Dogs love Pliny.
Dogs love Pliny. Yeah.
And ants do, too. There's been a couple times in the back that we got a lot of ants that are crawling into our glasses, finding a way in, and then stumbling off back into the anthill.
Right?
Natalie, you know, when you and Vinny showed a bunch of us around, maybe it was a year ago with the Younger, one thing that was cool was that the Windsor facility allowed for you to get a lot more throughput. People were able to get in. It wasn't just the people who were hardcores for whatever. I mean, people were able to go in and wait in line for an hour or so and get in. The second thing is when you showed us the whole facility, I don't think people realize, like, you guys are the beer version of Willy Wonka. I mean, you got this little room up top that's an open air that you do sour fermentations, all these pine bars. I mean, it is spectacular in there.
Thank you.
And it's just the coolest thing. And
I got the tour, and I agree completely.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's beautiful.
But you haven't had anybody break in, and this is a public service announcement. You might want the beer, but do not come in the back and break down the fences to get in.
We actually did.
Yeah, last year.
Last
right?
year, yeah. And I actually have pictures of those guys from our security cameras all queued up on my desk, ready to say hello when they show up tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
With a bill for $500 that it costs to fix the fence.
Yeah. Sonoma County Supervisor James Gore hanging in with us. Our theater guy, Harry Duke, and Mark Carpenter. One of the greatest brew guys
well,
in all
nice
these years.
Say.
Starting in 72 at Anchor. Give me your take, because you're here with us every
yeah.
year. Give me your take on the 2020 Pliny the Younger.
Well, it's just a fabulous beer, as it is every year, but it's really a fabulous beer. I think it's well-balanced. I like it. You can taste the alcohol, but it's not overpowering.
Mm-mm.
The hops, are not overpowering at all. For what it is, for the amount of alcohol and the amount of hops, it's so drinkable, which is dangerous, by the way. but it's a
well,
great beer.
High alcohol.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to ask. Yeah, now, when you go to the pub and get your three Plinies, then you can have other beers that you serve. If
yeah.
You're,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And
you should. Not,
yeah.
Yeah.
You're not limited to Plinies.
No, but I didn't want it to sound like you got your three Plinies and they gave you the boot.
Yeah. No. We're actually we're releasing other beers on Friday as
oh,
well.
Good.
Yeah,
oh,
we're
what?
Releasing Row 2 Hill 56 in cans for the first time.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's exciting. We're releasing Intinction Merlot, which is a sour barrel-aged beer. It's actually a mixed fermentation with whole cluster Merlot fruit from the 2019 vintage. You actually might like that, Steve, maybe. So we're releasing that on Friday. We've got a lot of other things going on.
And
you know,
food.
We don't just want this to be about Pliny the Younger. We want this to be about the Russian River experience. And so people, they might wait in line, but when they get inside, they get so much more than just one
beer. Yeah, and they can
beer.
Get the whole tasting board yeah. and try the whole range of beers.
All this right. Is Natalie Chilurzo, Russian River Brewing. Her Linda and Mark Carpenter.
Cheers.
Pliny the Younger annual unveiling. We've been doing it for years and years. Natalie Chilurzo is here from Russian River Brewing. Okay, so it starts tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into that, I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure I've asked you before here on the show, but what made this so crazy? How did this come about?
It's a great question.
It's insane.
Do you have, like, 3 minutes for that story?
We got three hours.
Okay, yeah, right? That's up to Mike, I think. So, like I said, we've been making this beer since 2005, which was a very different time in our industry and at our brewery. And so we made the beer every winter, released it in February, rain or shine, nobody showed up, and we would have it often into April. And then in 2010, Vinny showed up the first Friday, and we were going to release Pliny the Younger. You know, there was a little bit of talk about it, but really not much. And he comes to the brewery, and there's this line of people. And we had never had a line of people outside of our brew pub.
This is on 4th Street.
This is on 4th Street. And there was this giant line of people, like hundreds of people. And he went outside at 7 o'clock in the morning. He's like, hey, we don't open for 5 hours. So I'm not sure what you guys are doing here. And they were like, well, we're here to drink, you know, Pliny the Younger. And he's like, how do you know about this beer? We literally make two batches, and we sell most of it right here. And they said, well, don't you know? Your beer has been rated the best beer in the world by ratebeer.com. Joe Tucker,
yep.
And beeradvocate.com. And we hadn't even heard of these beer rating websites. And so this was kind of the beginning of these beer rating websites and social media taking off and kind of this real-time networking between beer enthusiasts around
right,
the world.
Around the world.
Yeah. And so for whatever reason, these beer enthusiasts rated this very teeny tiny amount of beer that we make the best beer in the world. And so all these people who had never heard of it, never tried it, never didn't know anything about Russian River, made this big pilgrimage to Russian River to drink our beer. But that was a different time in our company, and we didn't have security on the doors, we didn't do wristbands, and we still sold growlers. And so I remember that day very vividly. We had a limit of 4 growlers per person. So if you can't imagine, every single person who walked through the door bought a 10-ounce glass of Younger, and four growlers. So we sold all the beer in 8 hours.
Somebody explain the growlers. How much beer
is in that? It's a half gallon. So it's a 64-ounce growler. It holds 4 pints of beer. And you could buy any of our other beers to go in growlers except for Pliny the Younger now. And so about 11:10 that morning, about 10 minutes after we had opened, we had made some major wholesale decisions for the next year's release. And the first one being, we're never, ever doing growlers again because it was an absolute nightmare. So, yeah, that's kind of where that came from. So, really, this was all very consumer-driven. So, this is not a beer that was developed by a marketing department.
No,
this is
and
not,
you guys weren't out pushing it necessarily.
We never push it. And really, the only reason that I put so much information out there now is so that people know what to expect when they come so far to the brewery. And that's really the only, I don't buy advertising. I don't, you know, I come on here, you know, because you guys love drinking Younger before we release it and it's fun. But it's like, you know, it's just, it's really consumer driven. So it really is very, it's a phenomenon that we're grateful and we're honored and we're humble. And that's another reason that we wanted to do bottles this year, because we really wanted to thank people that have been supporting us for all these years.
Yeah. The bottle idea is great.
Yeah. And I think it's been really well received, and I think it will be appreciated by the people.
And remember, the best way to handle this tomorrow or this weekend is go to the new facility, about a year old or so, in Windsor, which is gorgeous and huge and wonderful, and it'll make it easier on you to get the Pliny the Younger.
One thing, though, you're going to have to go to both facilities because it's made in two
Agreed.
Different facilities. Right?
Yeah, the beer is a little different, and I actually did a side-by-side blind today with our brewing and lab team today, and it was really interesting to taste them side-by-side. Both outstanding beers, just a little different.
It's very hard to make the same beer in two different breweries.
It is, yeah, two totally different breweries, yes. One of them much older than the
and
other.
And that's because of stuff in the air, like the yeast and things in the air?
It has to do with equipment, tank geometry, water. There's all kinds of variabilities.
Tank
you know.
Geometry.
Yeah.
So which one of
they're playing Saturday night at Hop Monk?
This is Windsor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just
delicious.
Is Windsor.
And I would bet that we couldn't really tell the difference between the two.
Mark could. Oh, I know you could.
Yeah,
and I would say a trained palate would be able to tell. And you know, people who drink a lot of beer would definitely say, "Oh, I think that." I'm not going to say what I think, but, you know, I would like people to experience it for themselves. And we really do want people to go to Santa Rosa one day and Windsor another day because it's fun.
And you have other beers differently in Santa Rosa than Windsor as well, not just the Younger, but there's a couple of things that are different
at
each
one. Yeah, a few.
And then the food's different also.
Like food's totally different.
Pizzas in downtown Santa Rosa, which they don't have. And then my favorite dish in Windsor is the King Salmon with that zucchini corn cake.
Yeah.
Oh my God! And the
Did you
zucchini
say porn cake.
See, it's Windsor.
All right. Stinky Windsorites. We love them.
I don't know about you guys, but I majored in tank geometry in college. But that being said, Natalie, I want to say one thing, which is the cool part of this is that it's all based on authenticity. But it's also, I mean, for those of us who are also love and trying to restore the Russian River, like your brand is now made the Russian River like a worldwide phenomenon for us, number one. And then number two is that I look at you and I can't help but think, like, even after the fires, I mean, my cousin, who's a friend of yours, and Michelle, you know, lost their home in Coffee Park, you know, he drove around for the next 6 months wearing Russian River clothes and with perpetually two cases of Pliny the Elder in his backyard. He was kind of happy that he lost all his other stuff.
Yeah, got new stuff.
But you guys give back, you know, and I know that you also you invest in your employees. I've been there when you've been doing, like, you know, hardcore training for palates and for scents and other things.
Sensory.
I mean, the people who are working at your facility are the best of the beer geeks, right?
Yeah.
And that's cool.
Thank you. Well, we, you know...
That's Sonoma County Supervisor, James Gore.
Well, we have to invest in our employees because, you know, they're what makes our company so great, and they're the face of the company. You know, we have 200 people who are the face of our company, and you know, we value every single one of them, and we want them all to feel as appreciated as, you know, it doesn't matter what they do for a living for us. We want them to all feel appreciated. Everybody has the opportunity to go to Sensory. Everybody has the opportunity to get extra training. Everybody has the same opportunities. We offer yoga classes and massages, and, you know, everybody is welcome to all of that, no matter what they do for the company. And we really care about them.
I'm not running for
re-election. I want to be
a tour guide?
Yeah. Can I get a job as the radio guy?
Sure. That'd be great.
Massages?
Yeah.
Okay. Natalie, what are the hours at the two facilities? Are they the same or different?
Great question. So the downtown pub in Santa Rosa on 4th Street is open from 11 a.m. to midnight every day. And then our Windsor location at Mitchell and Condi Lane is open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. during the week, and then Friday and Saturday until 11 p.m.
And you're really close to the Sonoma County Airport, so you can fly on in and go straight to the pub, which is really, really cool. And then also, you guys are my friend, actually, I introduced him to you guys, and he set up a Christmas party. He had his Christmas party in your new, you know, event space.
Yeah.
And they said the food was fantastic. The service was fantastic. Of course, the beers. And they had such a great time. So you guys are still doing other, like, parties, people start booking things. And
We book a lot of private events. We were very busy over the holidays. And in fact, last night kind of kicked off Planet of the Younger 2020. We hosted a beer 46 people bought tickets for.
Jealous.
And unfortunately, Vinny was laid up, so I hosted on my own. And it was an amazing time. And we debuted Planet of the Younger to them. I'm sorry you weren't the first people to taste it. They got to taste it. And every guest got a bottle.
We were the first people to taste it.
Yes, you were the first people. I gave
Mike, put that on
else.
The record.
So that was a lot of fun, and that was our first time doing something like that. So our chefs hit it out of the park, and our staff.
What did they pair with it? I mean, because, of course, that's right, my wheelhouse there.
I can send you the menu, but we had five different beers. We had Pliny the Younger in there. We had Compunction that's not available. Mm-hmm. We also had we had an Old Temptation.
Oh, God, I love
and then taste. Shadow for dessert, Shadow of a Doubt. That
the
was
Porter, cool. Which is my other favorite.
Yeah, Mark, so it was a lot of fun.
Yes. Thoughts?
Well, my thought is that with all the people we crowd in the studio for this event, Natalie needs to bring more beer.
I'm
sorry.
Is that thing empty?
That thing is empty, but I will sacrifice one baby bottle.
Oh, my God. I have to take video of you.
My friend Cheryl needs to have
Cheryl,
a taste here.
My friend Cheryl.
Oh, you guys know each other.
Yeah, we actually stayed with Cheryl when we evacuated during the Kincaid fire.
Over by my
house. So, yeah.
Really?
We're friends.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Natalie, how do the tours work at the facility?
So we book tours online. You can go to our website and sign up for a guided tour, or you can just show up and see what's available. We are pouring Pliny the Younger on all of our tours starting tomorrow for the next couple of weeks, and we do have a few spaces available. So people can go online and check that out. It's $15 for a one-hour guided tour. You get three glasses of beer, not full glasses, but large, generous pours, and you get to keep a really beautiful souvenir glass, and it's a really wonderful tour. We have really high ratings on our tours, and our tour guides are very, very knowledgeable, and I think the tours are great.
Yeah, and there's a lot to see at your brewery because you do have open fermenters and a lot of things that you don't see in other breweries.
Yeah, the cool ship, and you can see packaging going on, and it's an open tour, so you're kind of right in, you're exposed to everything, and so you get to taste, feel, smell, hear kind of the whole experience.
You can also dip your French fries in this amazing cheese sauce.
That cheese fondue.
It's really good for people who need to have less carbs like me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes, okay. It is. So, actually, James wanted me to bring something up about the shelf life of this beer. Because it is such a hoppy beer, we do recommend that you drink it within probably about 6 weeks of purchasing a bottle.
Oh, I was thinking 6 minutes.
That's oddly what we recommend. So, yeah.
And you guys also, you release not full kegs, but either pony kegs or something to certain select places around the Bay Area and around California. But that's not something that's everybody knows. You gotta sniff it out if you want to find Pliny.
Exactly. So it's a lot of the same places that would get it year after year, but our yields vary from year to year, and so not everybody gets it. You know, unfortunately, yields are a little bit lower this year, and so there are a few places that aren't going to get it this year that got it last year. But that doesn't mean that they won't get it next year or not valued Russian River accounts. It's just it's really a yield thing, and we really don't know until yesterday when we package the beer. So it's,
I want to talk about some of the things that are really important, like the county and stuff. So tourism, and also you guys are doing water reclamation. You've got a wetlands that you're protecting with the oak trees, but the water filtering is amazing.
We have a nice Cambrian wastewater treatment facility. So we do treat all of our wastewater, and then we do reverse osmosis on the end of
nice.
It. So we actually reclaim about 75% of our brewing effluent treated wastewater, and we're able to reuse that in the brewery for things that are non-sanitary, such as like rinsing floors or non-sanitary washdowns. And so we actually use a lot less water in our current facility, and we make three times as much beer as we did in our last production brewery.
Wow.
All of our landscape water is on purple pipe from the town of Windsor, and I understand legislation was just passed to allow us to we have it plumbed to our toilets already, and so I believe that pretty soon we'll be able to turn that on.
That's great.
So that's pretty exciting. It's recently reclaimed, treated wastewater from the town of Windsor.
I think Windsor's, you know, Windsor's big time in the lead of this. You go through all their new housing developments. It's basically
treated
wastewater,
James,
that goes back. I wasn't here to talk about wastewater anyway, so I'm going to get back to beer and back to the Fountain of Youth, Pliny the Younger. Just kudos. Thank you. Thank you for having us. Thank you for investing in your own stinking community, not taking this outside. You guys went through hell and back trying to find your location, do your investment. I mean, you guys went big here, but I hope the community supports you in making sure that investment yields big time.
Yeah, they do, and that's why we love to give back to our community in every way.
Sonoma County Supervisor James Thor, thanks for hanging in. Mark Carpenter, our theater guy, Harry Duke, wanted to taste this.
I've had a few.
And he's had a few. And Herlinda, and, of course, Natalie Chilurzo, Russian River Brewing Company, the 2020 Pliny the Younger, is available
tomorrow
in Windsor and on 4th Street in Santa Rosa.
Yep, tomorrow. And we'll probably open around 10:30 in the morning, and it will be available on draft through the 20th, so
okay.
2 weeks, 14 days, and then we also have bottles available for our guests who wait in line to get into our brew pubs, limited to availability.
The first year after all this success that they actually put it in bottles.
Yep.
I love that.
Thank you.
They look great.
I'm very excited about
super
it.
Cool.
Yeah, you should be. Mark?
Final
thoughts?
Think there's going to be an awful lot of those bottles that are never opened. I think you're going to see a lot of them on eBay fairly soon.
Yeah. I was afraid of that.
Yeah,
they
it'll
say
happen.
Not for resale right on them, so it'd be really easy for the California Department of ABC to spot them on a shelf in a retailer.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We got that covered.
Yeah. So I think they're going to go into a lot of collectors' collections, their home museums. This is a big deal in the beer world.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to encourage people to drink the beer because that's what we make it for. So
exactly.
Enjoy the beer and save the bottle.
Oh, you can't stop the beer guys from putting them away.
Yeah.
But right now, I have this awesome memory of the flavor and the smell of this beer. Oh, my God. So don't waste that, people.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good you know, point. Last year, I wasn't as excited as I had been with Pliny the Younger in earlier years. This one is probably my favorite ever.
Thank you. Well, that means
even Mike's nodding his head. Yes.
And the bottle was brilliant. Yeah. So much fun.
Thank you. It's a fun and exciting year for us, and we're really looking forward to tomorrow. And thank you to Lindsay and his friend who are already in line at the downtown Santa Rosa Pub. And we just really appreciate people coming out year after year, and you know, braving the elements. And we're grateful for the good weather this year, and look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow.
God bless you, my dear. Say hello to Vinny. Give him a kiss.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
For me. I know you're going to give him a kiss, but yeah. Give him one for me.
Well, he just heard that because he's listening.
Good, he's listening. Love you, Vin. All right. Herlinda and Mark Carpenter, our theater guy, Mr. Johnny Wesco.
Harry.
Harry Duke. He stuck around. And, of course, Sonoma County Supervisor James Gore.
Feeling
always good
hobby.
To see you, buddy. What?
Yeah. I said I'm feeling hoppy. I'm going to go hop around.
Happy Hops is my favorite.
And he, the supervisor, has a driver.
Lyft and Uber is the right way to leave a session with planning.
Absolutely. We had a guy on here it was before we got the studio. They were in the studio behind us, and I don't know. We had, like, whiskey and beer and wine, and the guy goes, on the air, he goes, "This is the greatest bar in Santa Rosa."